Rick, I want to congratulate you on a great show here. I've been to a couple of the previous versions that have been held, and this really, the combination of a couple of shows together seems to have really worked well this year, right?
I think so. If you think so, I think so. Yeah. And the attendees, for the most part, I think everybody's been super happy. We've had comments like, this is the best show they've ever been to. This is the best one yet. So, yeah, that feels good. It sounds like we're on the right track.
Any idea how many people are participating this year?
I think we're at 2,200 people right now. We'll see how many people show up today. But I think 2,200 is a good, safe number to stick with.
Okay. Well, great. And that's congratulations on that. I remember 4 or 5 years ago going to a conference on this subject, where I think we were lucky to have 35 show up.
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, and that's pretty considerable growth from last year. Yeah. We had 1,750, so, you know, it's a tough economy right now, but social media is exploding, and obviously people are interested.
So you mentioned that people are happy. Any anecdotes in terms of what you've been hearing people say, what they've kind of giving you feedback for of what they're getting out of this?
Jason Falls was just telling me that, you can tell I'm losing my voice, but Jason was saying that Michael Stelzner's session yesterday was really well received. Everybody thought it was a great session. It was talking about how he drove 40,000 views to a website in 48 hours, and he showed a step-by-step exactly how he did that. I know that our panel yesterday was fantastic, the Death and Rebirth of Journalism panel. Hugh Hewitt and Don Lemon in particular did an amazing job, and Brian did a great job moderating. So, and the exhibit floor has been packed. I just had David from Witoku tell me it's the best show he's ever been to, so that's a good feeling.
Yeah, I mean, of course, we'd always like to see other exhibitors, and hopefully more will participate as this grows, but I know at least one, I'm going to make some major changes in how we measure our podcast, for example, as a result of a conversation in the trade show. So hopefully we all can go home and say, man, this was well worth every dollar we invested in it. As you look forward, I obviously planning to do this again.
Oh, yeah. Next year, October 14, 15, 16, here in Las Vegas again. There goes my voice cracking again. And I'm sure it'll be bigger still, because just the momentum that's happened, and it seems like every year it's the same thing. As we get closer and closer to the show, more and more of the mainstream public becomes aware of social media, new media, and it just takes it up to the next level. So I'm sure it'll be bigger again next year.
Well, we focus on a niche sort of industry compared to many, which is agriculture.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we have a kind of a small but almost like a family atmosphere of farm media around the country, whether that's print, broadcast, and now web. I've had a couple tweets since I've been here suggest that we might want to have a mini one of these kind of sessions for farm media at some major event where a lot of them gather at, for example. And I even have a interested sponsoring company and maybe putting that together, because there are a couple of major ag media.
Do you go to the event in Central California? I can't remember the name of it now, but it's a
World Ag Expo.
World Ag Expo, oh, yeah. That's like the largest event in the world.
It's one of the biggest.
Yeah.
I'll be going to
one. It's in the middle of nowhere.
And I know. And in fact, I go home tomorrow night in time to just repack and leave Monday for the biggest one in the southeast, which is in Moultrie, Georgia, for 3 days next week.
Got it.
Sunbelt Ag Expo. So
yeah.
We've adapted social media strategies, new media, to event coverage, kind of like live event blogging. That is, you know, our specialty, and we just do it in ag, of all things.
Which helps people. And by the way, so yeah, you're in a niche, but almost everybody here is in a niche, right? And that's what's so beautiful about social media, new media, is that you couldn't have that on network TV, and maybe it's not big enough to support some traditional media outlet, but on the social media platform, it works great, and the people who are really interested in what you do, right? And that's why you're filling a need.
We've been doing it for going on 6 years now.
Yeah.
We're traditional media background.
Yeah.
Farm radio.
I've seen your site.
So, yeah, it's going well.
You guys have a trade publication, right?
No, we actually don't pub. We're on the web.
It's all online.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Agwire.com is my primary.
Yeah, I've seen it. And I've seen you talking about Blogworld.
Oh yeah, we've been. I tried to get some of these people I'm referring to here, and I had several say that they had it on their calendar, I had something come up, but just seeing what I was writing about was giving and hearing some of the interviews, like, we really wish we could be there, you know?
Yeah.
So I think we'll definitely continue to promote it in our world, if you will. And these aren't necessarily just media people, because there's a growing number of farmers themselves who are using this as their way to try to reach the general public and say, here's what farm, you know, you're getting a lot of misinformation. Let me tell you what I do on my farm.
You know what? Again, this is a major role that new media plays for every industry. Exactly. Is cutting out that middleman from the producer of the product, whether it's shoes or milk or other, you know, agricultural products, cereal. You know, most people don't know what goes on behind the scenes of how you get that box of cereal at the supermarket.
Right.
And it didn't used to be that way. Before the world got so big and so small at the same time, where big business kind of owned everything, everybody had a much more personal relationship, and we all did understand how the sausage was made. Right? And new media helps people understand that again. And that's a tremendous business, a benefit to any small business.
It, for anybody, like you said, any industry, it really has allowed you to have a voice to advocate that you just didn't necessarily
to tell your story.
Yeah.
Tell your story. Yeah. And interact directly with your consumers, your community.
Well, thank you very much, Rick, for talking to me here. We're really enjoying. I brought two others with me. My webmaster from California, and actually a daughter does some part-time work.
All right.
So they're learning too while they're here. So we really appreciate it and look forward to doing it again next year.
Thanks, Chuck.
All right. Thank you very much.